Hi, it's David Jennings here from metaformula.com, and I just wanted to send you a personal audio message. I know it's the 10th of December and we're coming into the final straight before Christmas, but there have been some significant changes with the MetaStock software, and I wanted to give you the updates on what's been happening. So just recently, MetaStock has launched version 12, and up until now, we've not really seen that many changes in the MetaStock software. In fact, since about version 7.2, the only changes really that we've seen have been they slightly reworked the system tester, which was still flawed anyway, but that they'd also added in some additional formula, but the actual software itself hadn't really changed much. Well, version 12 is completely turning MetaStock on its head. They've coded it from the ground up and it's completely different. Fortunately, they kept all of the same formula language, so all of the different formulas that we've been working on still work, and the way that the formula language works has still remained the same, but the interface is significantly different, and they're pulling in a whole lot of new components into this latest version. They're connecting the MetaStock software up to the web in much greater detail. The way that they've done the data as well and the data integrations, MetaStock is owned by Reuters, so they've got access to some fantastic data, and they've really integrated this into the new version of MetaStock, so much so that I don't even think it's possible to add third-party data on anymore. You have to go through Reuters. They've cleaned up a few of the issues that we saw in the past, which was to do with the way that you could scan specific sectors and make lists, but that's all been fixed with the new data, and they're doing some really cool stuff with fundamental data. Now, I know typically speaking, I am a technical analysis guy, and I don't really look at fundamentals data that much, but what they have been doing is making some huge steps forward with the way that they've got an explorer system, similar to the way that we could predefine criteria and scan for stocks exhibiting that criteria. They're now doing that with fundamentals data as well. So lots have changed, and it's definitely worth finding out whether or not MetaStock version 12 is going to help you in your trading in the new year. So I've reached out to someone over at MetaStock and asked them if they could put on a special webinar for us. A gentleman called David Osmond is going to put on a webinar exclusively for myself and the MetaFormula community. So it's scheduled for this coming Thursday. That's Thursday the 13th at 12 p.m. Sydney, Australia time. It's going to go for about an hour, and included with this email, I'll send you a link as well where you can sign up for the webinar. But I really think you need to be on this webinar. MetaStock is changing the way that we're seeing trading change as well. I just think you need to set yourself up for 2013 and decide whether or not the latest version of MetaStock is even worth upgrading. So head over to the link and check it out. I think when they wrote out the form, they made a minor mistake, and they actually said it was on Thursday, but they said that was the 14th of December, when really it should read Thursday the 13th of December at 12 p.m. Sydney, Australia time. I'm going to go and make sure that I'm all registered for the event, and I hope you should too. And if I don't chat with you or see you online for that webinar, I really hope you enjoy the Christmas and holiday season, and I look forward to catching you in 2013. All right, talk to you later.